Yesterday, President Trump approved Governor Walker's request for a disaster declaration for a storm that blew through the North Slope borough this fall. That means the funding is now available from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, to rebuild public structures damaged in the event. The North Slope borough received a disaster declaration for another storm as recently as 2015. Ravenna Koenig of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
In late September, Utqiagvik was hit by an Arctic sea storm that lasted several days.
There was a high wind and gusts up to 47 miles per hour, a storm surge 2 feet above normal high tide.
Thomas Dargan is the coordinating officer for the federal recovery effort on the North Slope. He says that one of the structures that needs repair in Utqiagvik is a shoreline berm meant to protect the city from storm surges. The same berm was damaged and rebuilt back in 2015. Rick Toman, a climatologist with Alaska's Weather Service, says that it's not that storms are getting more frequent or more severe, but rather that the lack of sea ice is changing the effects of those storms on places like Utqiagvik.
The wind basically acts as a plow, pushing the water ahead of it, and it piles into the land, and that's exactly what we saw with the storm at Utqiagvik.
That results in water damage to berms, roads, and buildings, which, of course, costs money to fix.
Currently, we're about $6.3 million as the estimate.
Sam Walton is with Alaska Emergency Management and is the state official coordinating the federal disaster relief. In addition to receiving money to fix damaged structures, the relief comes with funds for mitigation or protective measures for the future. But building better storm protection isn't easy. Thomas Dargan worked on the federal storm recovery effort in 2015 and says that when it comes to rebuilding structures like the shoreline berm, there are complicated engineering problems, and they're not sure what to do but just keep rebuilding the berm.
We're not quite sure what that long-term solution might be.
This relief comes almost a year after the town of Newtok was denied a disaster declaration. FEMA currently doesn't have a way to fund slow-moving disasters, like the large-scale coastal erosion that's taking place in Newtok. In contrast, the damage to Utqiagvik was triggered by a single, distinct event. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig.